Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker. You can also find me in the Game Brain podcast. And joining me today on a very special day, it's Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. Hold on. I'm getting a phone call right now. Hello? Oh, Ronnie, someone wants to speak to you.
Happy birthday to you.
All right. You know what? Life is not a cabaret, the man. All right? It's not a cabaret, the man.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay, wow. Thanks. Thanks, everybody.
It's Ronnie's birthday,
everyone.
We can't
give up birthdays forever. Thanks. Here I am, still alive, still ticking, everybody.
That's very important. That's the most important thing. And no one could be more excited than Bueller about your birthday.
I know. Look at him. Bueller's just completely crashed out behind me over there. He's been sitting there 2 minutes. Like, what is your life that exhausting, really? It's like I came up the stairs, laid down.
Well, it's a Crappens on Demand episode. So we are video recording, we are streaming, whatever you want to call it. This is on video, this recap. So if you want to see Ronnie in his full birthday boy, I won't say he's in his birthday suit, but he's in his birthday aura. And Bueller is passed out. Bueller's just being passive aggressive because Bueller doesn't like not being the center of attention. So Bueller's decided to protest by sleeping behind Ronnie. Ronnie's also picking his teeth. You know what happened to me? By the way, this here's a sign. We were talking about, you know, birthdays.
We're really selling it today.
The passing of time. On Monday night, I went out to a restaurant and I took a bite of halibut and I chipped my tooth. How do you chip your tooth on halibut?
On halibut?
Like a tiny little chip came off.
You know, last year I had to get a couple of broken teeth fixed, or a couple years ago. And it's not the actual halibut. It's the years of – it's like that tooth has just been waiting to go on something, you know. It's the corn chips. The dentist said it was – she's like, what do you eat? And I was like, nothing bad. I mean, which, of course, everything I eat can kill your teeth.
Yes.
But she was like, do you eat corn? I said, yeah. Do you eat corn chips? Yeah. Do you eat popcorn? Yeah. Like, she named everything, and everything had corn in it. It's corn. Okay.
My dentist was like, do you crunch on food a lot? I was like, crunch on food? I mean, I feel like I apply the necessary pressure to, you know, masticate it. But I don't know what happened. It was like the tiny little flake. It was like the size of a piece of salt. But now my tooth has like a rough patch on it. And it's like it wasn't worth it to do anything to it. So now, like, if you see me on this going like this, like that, it's because my tongue is still like getting used to it. It's like
getting
an animal.
Used to it.
It's like a pet with a new toy. Like,
yeah, look. See this one? See how there's like a chunk missing out of this bottom tooth? That was with you. We were somewhere out of town and I was eating like a soft pretzel or something and that fucker came off. So you see, it's just years of corn abuse that was waiting to make me pay. And so there it is. I still have it.
My birthday wish for you is that there's no more dental loss. I hope that your teeth remain intact for this year. And may this year for you, Ronnie, be as secure as it is for your teeth and vice versa.
Well, thanks. Thanks. that's sweet. Okay, everybody. Guess what? We're here for Real Housewives of New York Day. We're on video. Crappens on Demand. Come join us on Patreon if you want to see those. I think we're also going to do Beverly Hills this week.
Sure.
Crazy. It's nuts. Okay.
We sure are.
So Real Housewives of New York City. Wow. Oh, so I guess they were just insecure about leaving it at that that Black Shabbat dinner that couldn't be the ending because Ramona was so vile. Now listen, I've had a week to kind of get over myself, and then I had this episode happen. Everything I said about Ramona getting fired last week, I'd like to officially rescind that. Please, Ramona, don't get fired, and please keep being vile and disgusting, because when you're nice, I just, what am I even doing here, okay? What are you doing here? What are any of us doing here in front of this television set?
I know, this is like, why don't you all
just sit down and play a game of Uno together?
I have been an apologist for this season. I'm an apologist for Roni. I'm an apologist for things that I love, because I want people to keep loving the things that I love so we can love it together. And so I'm kind of like that. That's my vibe. And I've been an apologist for this season, but this was not a good episode. I think if anything, like when people are saying the show should be, well, first of all, the show should not be canceled. I think people need to relax.
No.
Okay? This show has been amazing for 12 seasons, and now it has one quote unquote dud season and people want to throw it out. That is not how we treat the things that we love. Okay. We rehabilitate.
And it's still
them.
One of the best things on TV.
It's still hilarious.
I mean, think of all the memories that we have. Okay. Yes. Last week, Ramona, yes, you did go a little too low, even for
Black
me,
Shabbat,
which I've said.
Notable.
And you know, yeah. I hate a finger wagger, but even I was wagging the finger. But yes, it was still hilarious. And the week before was still hilarious. And the season, what else did we have this season? We had Ramona pooping on the floor again.
Salem.
We had. The whole Ramona dancing. Remember when Ramona was dancing in her seat to the guy playing the music at Lamb Curry
yes.
Day?
Yeah.
I mean, just there's been a lot, guys.
Also, so I also was thinking that there's a pattern with this show this season because of COVID, I believe. I firmly actually believe a lot of this has to do with COVID. But what they do is they have some sort of like dud episodes in Manhattan. And then they have a really bad episode while they travel to a new location. And then in the new location, they have some amazing episodes, and then they go back to New York and have more dud episodes. Although I actually think some of those dud episodes were pretty amazing. I mean, I think we're going to be talking about Black Shabbat for a long time. And in fact, in this episode, we had a flashback to Sonia's monologue, which I feel like was lost in all this. I feel like all the discussion about Ramona, we have lost the fact that Sonia had an epic monologue. And, you know, Black Shabbat was, it was problematic. But it's also going to be something we'll talk about for a long time. I just think that the show, but this week's episode was not good. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. Okay.
All leading us to this. If you don't have anything to say, don't say anything. Okay?
Yeah.
Just be quiet. Now, I know that sounds crazy coming from us who sit here saying nothing for hours a day, but still, okay, I'm a hypocrite. Just shut up. If you don't have anything to shoot, just end it with Ramona being horrible. I don't need to see Leah trying to be nice to suddenly save her ass at the end of the season, because I think now the season has been airing because they've taken so much time off. I feel like the season has been airing, so they've gotten reactions, and now they're coming back in, readjusting their behaviors to those reactions, because
I don't think so. The season started in May. I think that basically what happened was that they were, this is Valentine's
really?
Episode.
Yeah, you're right.
What happened was that they were gearing up to shoot
the finale. Just making things up.
It's fine. It's the internet. Who needs facts?
I'm just straight up lying.
I think they were gearing up for the finale, and then they had to pause it for Sonia getting COVID and probably other people too. And so they kind of just like, we don't know what to do. We're going to put them in this house and try to create some sort of coda on the season. I think they're just trying to assemble something from, you know, a season that was interrupted probably a few times by COVID. I think it's difficult on a lot of these shows. I think New York, we're really seeing the wear and tear of COVID the most on production. And, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of like, I'm trying to think of a good example where like, you're setting up to tell a joke. You're telling a story at dinner and you're teeing it up and you're doing the whole setup and you're doing the whole story and you're winding up to that big punchline moment. And right before the punchline, someone interrupts you with an aside or a waiter comes by and then the waiter leaves, does the order, and they're like, oh, what was the rest of the story? And then you have to tell the punchline and everyone goes, oh, cool. And you're like, well, that was all ruined now. And I kind of think that's what happened. I think COVID ruined the punchline for the season, you know?
Well, yeah, something happened that wasn't very good. And I'm just fine. You know, like I'm fine with them just, you know how at the end of a party, like let's say at the end of that dinner that you're at where you're just like, well, that didn't work. You know, it's really nice being able to just be an adult and go, bye, and just get up and leave, right?
Yeah.
I'm not into this anymore. I will Venmo you the rest of my money. Nobody laughed at my joke. I'm out of here. And you can just get up and walk out. And that's what I need from New York. I need New York to just be like, you know what? I've had enough. I've given you everything I can. Last week was the end. No explanation. Bye.
For the season, not for the series. I think we should have had Bershawn on this episode. I don't know why we're keeping her for the next episode. Like, Bershawn kind of energized the show on every episode that she was on. And so I think it was a mistake not having her on this episode.
Well, all of the rumors about Real Housewives of New York have been hilarious because whoever's leaking within the show has been like, there's leak wars now because they're saying opposite things. And it's all Page Six, right? Isn't that who's picking up pretty much everything? But all the news story, you know, which is Sonia, but it's all of them. Sonia gets caught most, but I think it's all of them. But one of them was that Ramona was fired, and then Ramona heard she was fired, so she wasn't going to come to the reunion. So then they had to cancel the reunion. And then we heard, no, that's all false, and Ramona's always going to go to work. Of course she's going to go to the reunion, and she doesn't care. And then the newest ones are that Ebony was fighting with Ramona, and so Ebony didn't want to... Oh, Ebony heard that she was going to get fired, and so she started to sue Bravo, and so then Bravo put a hold on the reunion because Ebony is suing Bravo, and then that's a lie. So... It's making me crazy because I don't know what's going on. They still haven't done a reunion. The show ends next week. I just don't know what to do.
Well, the other thing is I saw today that Bethany released something because one of the rumors is that so Dumois said that that Bethany is coming back. They're trying to get Tinsley to come back, which means that there won't be Dorinda and that Luann is going to be friend of and like that. This is what. I mean, I don't believe any of these rumors because it's a mess, right? And I also don't care. So once you show me what it is, once I know what the cast is, then I'll care. But there's too many rumors at any given time that I never really care that much. But
right.
That's what they said. So Bethany posted something today that she goes, okay, you know, I originally posted this on Instagram, but I took it down because like what we need to be thinking about right now is Haiti. So I'm posting it here on Twitter. And basically, I'm not in any negotiations with Bravo. I never am in negotiations with Bravo. And the only thing I talk about the Andy with is not Real Housewives of New York. I'm like, okay. I just like that she's like, no, I took it off of Instagram because we need to focus on Haiti, but I'm just going to post it somewhere else on social media. I was like, okay, Bethany, I guess you care about Haiti that much. But so she has officially said that she's not in negotiations, but again, that means nothing too.
Thank God. I mean, thank God. I don't need Bethany back. I really don't. She's too much.
She is too much.
She's just too much. She's too much about herself. She sucks the air out of every room. I mean, yes, I still can respect what she brought to the show. I'm not taking anything away from her. I just don't need another round of that. I don't think Dorinda's ready to come back either. She still seems fucking crazy online. So she's probably going to take another year. Who knows? But there are plenty of crazy people in New York. Get on it. Okay.
I think part of that Dumois leak thing, part of their gossip, I think it was from them, but maybe it's from somewhere else, was that, I'm blanking on her name. I want to say Lucia, but remember the wealthy lady who put together the birthday party for Ramona and Ramona said don't. Uh-huh. So they said that she's in talks, which if that's one rumor I do care about because I think we said put her on the show. I mean, this lady should be on Roni. It doesn't make sense why she's not.
I was thinking of inviting Sonia to the party. What do you think about me inviting Sonia?
No, don't do it.
Yeah, I could. That lady seems like she might. What's she going to do for her scenes? She doesn't seem. Much is going on.
But she seems like wealthy. She seems like and a ghost. Self-involved.
She seems like a ghost. I think she's a ghost.
I think the show could use a ghost. Like, give us a ghost.
The show could use a ghost.
Elise is sort of a ghost. Well, she's vacant. Not so much a ghost. She's vacant. But I think we could use an actual ghost on Real Housewives.
Literal ghost.
A literal ghost who could have chains to clank and just float around. I think that would be great. Like, just because you can see through me doesn't mean that I'm transparent or something like that, you know?
Oh God!
If you talk behind my back, I was gonna say you're dead to me, but more like I'm dead to you. I'm dead to you.
Hey, why have a roll in the hay when you could have a roll in the grave? It's also, they're all slutty Sonia Ghosts.
Just slutty Sonia Ghosts.
You may not be able to get inside me, but you can walk right through me.
Just because I'm slayed doesn't mean I can't slay. It's a little rough. Yeah, I honestly, there's a lot of potential for this cast. The point is this, it was a bad episode, but we have not given up on this show.
Yeah, we haven't. So let's get into the episode, shall we?
Yeah. So the episode begins with Ramona doing a virtual workout with her trainer, Isaac Boots. Isaac Boots.
Isaac. And he seems like an Isaac Boots. Was that his name? I didn't write it down.
That cannot be his real name. Isaac Boots. Isaac. If it is his real name, then I guess I'm sorry. But you know what, though? He deals with Ramona on a daily basis, so I'm not really concerned about him having a thin skin. So,
and he's so the kind of trainer Ramona needs, too. He's like, keep it bent to the side, gorgeous. Okay, Ramona, my clients, we all name our bellies, okay? We've got a Rosé. We've got a Tabitha. She goes, mine is tiramisu, okay?
Like, I don't, he goes, oh, we love tiramisu. I'm like, Ramona, I don't think Ramona understands this game. It's like, did she? She's like, here's my daughter, Avery, and my other daughter, tiramisu. I'm like, I think you're not supposed to name it after what's in it. I think you're supposed to name it after a name. But I know.
I do like that Ramona names her stomach after like a square of something, you know, because she does have that like blockiness about her, which I really like.
I find tiramisu to be underwhelming, I have to say. So that does work for like that is a Ramona dessert, tiramisu. Like, I don't feel like I know a lot of people. There are a lot of people who like tiramisu. I don't feel like I know a lot of people who really, you know, go to bat for tiramisu like that, that they're going to name their gut after
I love tiramisu.
Do you go to bat for tiramisu?
No, I wouldn't name my gut. I wouldn't go. I mean, I wouldn't name my gut after tiramisu.
What would you name it
but
after?
But I still love it.
Like, I would name mine chocolate my cheesecake gut. Or something, or Tate's cookies.
Linda Dano.
Oh.
I name everything after something Linda Dano. I like naming things Felicia. Usually if I have a car or something, I name her Felicia or Linda or Dano. But then Dano sounds like a cop because, like, book 'em Dano, that old TV show. Yeah. I was really mad that Aaron Gibson and Brian Safi, they changed the name of Throwing Shade. You know that. They changed it a while ago.
Yeah.
And guess what they changed it to? Attitudes. That is not fair, okay? That's Linda Dano's talk show from back in the day.
Wow.
And I feel like that's a very unfair thing to just take for yourself. I mean, that's what I wanted my new show to be called, okay? You know what? I'm going to fight you, Aaron Gibson and Brian Safi. Give me back my Linda Dano, okay?
You should have one that's like really just about your thoughts on Patti LaBelle and call it New Attitudes. You, by the way, I guess I meant more like, what would you name? Stop shaking your head at me. Okay, stop. I was thinking more like,
I forget you can see me sometimes.
I was thinking more like, name your belly in terms of like, what dessert would you name it after? Not like the name, you know, like, cause I was saying tiramisu. I don't think I would name my gut tiramisu. Like, I don't think I'd, you know, I'm not a tiramisu head like that.
What would you name yours? You would name yours Terra Masalata or whatever that fried cheese thing is that you like.
Well, actually, that was the fried cheese thing was Saganaki, which is delicious. I believe it's Saganaki. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to get them. This is going to be like DMV all over again. I'm like, the fried cheese thing was known as Moussaka. No, I think it's Saganaki, but I actually love Terra Masalata.
Don't cancel me.
Sonia from the beginning of this season. Please don't cancel me.
Please don't correct me about Saganaki if I got it incorrect, because I'm not in a space for Saganaki corrections. I feel like I'm just not going to do it this week. I will not.
Okay. Well, guess what? We're about 18 minutes into this and we've talked nothing about the show. So we're going to have to move this along. Okay.
Well,
we're talking about how this episode sucked, and then we're just going to like make the recap suck 20 times more.
It's an episode about the Hamptons, which I live near it. It's Saganaki Harbor. So Ebony is Ebony is doing the most Ebony thing that Ebony could do, which is she's sitting in front of her own like at-home teleprompter, making a schedule for herself and just saying names. Saying names and writing things down on a legal pad. It's like the most Ebony prop comedy thing she could be doing at that moment.
Yeah. She's like, Dallas Reigns. All right. Got that down.
Tamika.
Okay.
Sue Simmons. Okay.
Erica Castillo. She's from Don, El Paso. El Don Paso Patangelo. Newscaster.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then over at Sonia's, she's outside on her patio thing with one of her interns, and it's snowing outside. And Sonia's just going around going, what happened to the broom? Oh, are the fish? I just needed to come out here to check on the fish. Because she's got a koi pond in the middle of winter in New York.
And she's like surrounded the koi pond with like spiky fence, like the sort of fence you like to keep out the intruders, like, God forbid it. So if the intruders actually make it to the backyard of the townhouse, they have like one last hurdle before they steal the fish. So she's trying to climb over it, and then like her jacket rides up, and it turns out like under this big down jacket, she's naked, and so her butt comes out, potentially on purpose. I couldn't tell, but then her butt kind of gets stuck on one of the spikes, and it's kind of like, she's like, oh God, it went up my hoo-ha. And I was like, that's horrifying, mainly because like, that's dangerous. That's like Vlad the Impaler shit, but like Sonya version.
Yeah, but Sonya's probably had so much barbed wire up her hooch by this point. I mean, just living your life as Sonya, you know, you've got it, like you have calluses to certain things.
That's
know?
True.
She can climb over anything. I mean, it's Sonya, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. So then we finally land at Leah's apartment, because this is the thing this season is that we start seeing Leah's apartment. The moment we see that parquet floor, we know it's a Leah scene. And I don't know why they're doing this to us. I feel like the producers have ruined Leah a little bit, because we all really enjoyed Leah last season. I mean, Leah ruined Leah too, right? But there's been too much of an emphasis on her.
But honestly, like, what did Leah do? Let's be fair. Like, what did Leah really do to ruin herself? I don't think that she's any different from last year. So why is she so... Why is she getting on my damn nerves this year? I mean, I think she's still doing funny stuff.
She is. I know. That's what I'm saying to producers. I think that, like, they're giving a disproportionate amount of attention to her, story-wise. I think that maybe they're trying to, like, oh, she's the voice of the people. We've got our problematic older ladies like Ramona, but, like, Leah's, like, she's like the kids, you know? But I think the producers are putting too much...
Until you Google her ass.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's
Leah,
too.
The least problematic one. Do not Google.
She's like a Saganaki that's unmelted, right? Just not what you want. So I think that... I do think that ultimately...
She's a not-on-fire Saganaki.
Not on raw Saganaki. she ranks low on the Saganaki scale. So no, I just think that there's been an outsized amount of attention maybe put on her and Ebony as like the quote-unquote youngsters, and I think that's been not great for Leah, because basically every Leah scene is her family coming over and having a sad meal with her where you go okay.
Yeah. I mean, if I wanted to spend time with a mother who resented me in a tiny apartment, I'd just visit home more, you know? But here we are. So we're at Leah's apartment. Yeah. And she's made some food, and she's got her dog in like a crazy little tutu sweater, which is just hilarious.
Yes.
And then Brian and Bunny come over, her parents, and they, you know, they're doing the typical, and I mean that as a criticism, but also kind of a warm hug. Like, they're just typical parents. Like,
yeah. Wow, we've been married 50 years. Can you believe it? Could you imagine 50 years with this one?
I'm like, oh, aren't you guys cute? Do this at home, okay? Don't do this on my TV.
Yeah, so she's sort of having a Shabbat dinner. This is like a Shabbat redemption. this is our third episode in a row of a Shabbat. She's doing a little Shabbat. Her brother comes over, Danny, and they're talking about it and talking about what you do on Shabbat. And she goes, well, you know, you're supposed to turn off your phone. I'm like, you can't turn off your phone. And she goes, well, I can turn off my phone for 24 hours if I had someone to entertain me. Which is funny that this is what she's saying on a scene that is already boring us to death to start the episode.
Yeah. Guess what? I'm on my phone too during this scene.
Yes.
And she's like, it's really hard becoming Jewish alone because like people are such naysayers. And the mom's like, yeah, well, some people say you can't just convert if you aren't born Jewish. And she's like, Mom, God, no, they don't.
Yeah. And now
like, actually, they do. As Ebony told us, Wait, who told us? No, Ramona told us, right? Where she went through the whole conversion. Wait, who went through the whole conversion and then they said, no, we don't want you to become Jewish. We want you Jewish already. We want you born Jewish.
That wasn't Ramona. Ebony? Ramona's it was issue Ebony, was that I she think. Went through the whole path and then at the end, the man never thanked her. And so she was like, you know what? I'm going to go back to crying and wish I was a Jew. Me. Wish I was going to cry late at night and be like, I was almost a Jew, but I decided not to go through this. I'm going to go back to crying about it.
I would cry at night wishing that people were thanking me for becoming a Jew.
But we never really thought about how that story does not make sense with her other story, right? If she's crying that she wishes so badly she was a Jew, she stayed up late at night crying, wishing she was Jewish. And then she gets all the way to the finish line and then decides not to do it because someone didn't say thank you to her. So then if you really were crying about wanting to be a Jew, just like take that dip into the mikveh, right? That's the pool you have to go into to sort of seal the deal.
I don't know. The mikveh pool.
I mean, Jessica did it on
Christians
Jaws.
Christians really did make things easier. I mean, you can literally go through a drive-thru and they'll just like, you know, go get one of those little handy cups and put it in a water fountain and just like splash it at your face and be like, congratulations, you're Christian. Leave 10% of your earnings on your way out. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, we Jews, we make it hard. We make it difficult, right? Like even if you're Jewish already, like, oh, so you want to be a man? Guess what? Now you have to study for 9 months, okay? And you have to read a Haftorah. It's difficult. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah, it's a lot. Christians made everything easier. We're like, all those rules that are in the first half of the book, just ignore them. Jesus is like, he forgives you. Just say sorry. Okay. All right, everybody. Come on. Let's have some punch.
It's the Lisa Rinna. You're sort of making it sound like Lisa Rinna. Just say sorry. That's all. Okay, so Bunny, anyway. So there,
Jesus was born in a manger. Talk about hustling, baby!
So anyway, speaking of which, Danny makes a joke that Jesus was a Jew. He's like, clearly it was good enough for him. It's like, no, it wasn't. I mean, he started something new.
which is true, right? Everyone says Jesus was a Jew. I've never understood that either, because Jesus was Jewish, but then he made his own religion. So do you still call him Jewish? And did he even make that religion? Like, Jesus wasn't even Christian, because all the people who made the religion of Christianity, Jesus didn't even follow that. Because what, are you going to follow yourself? I mean, like, how needy are you? Like, even in 2021, you're not supposed to, like your own posts, you know? Yeah. So I guess that would have been the equivalent of him liking his own post on Instagram if he was like, hey, I'm Christian. Like, you can't say that. It's a very confusing time for Jesus.
I guess it's kind of like a restaurant in California that does its own take on lasagna. And then 5 years later, people realize that it was just like California cuisine. And so, like, at the time, it was Italian food, but with, like, a twist. But later on, they're like, no, that's California. That's like fusion California cuisine or something.
Yeah, it's like fusion Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, yeah. So that's really how a good way to look at it is that Jesus is California cuisine version of Judaism.
So Jesus is basically fusion lasagna. Okay, thanks for coming to church today, everybody.
Oh, my God. He's like, you know what? Jesus is like, if you take cheese and you say, this isn't just cheese, we're actually going to melt it. And then it's like, you would think it's just melted cheese. But later on, you're like, no, it's actually Saganaki. See?
So the dad's like, I always say Jesus is my homeboy. And the mom's like, all right, you know, enough about this. Did you get the book thing that you're going for? And she's like, yeah, I'm making a book. I want it to be like part memoir, part prescriptive.
Yeah, I'm writing an anti-self-help book. And basically, like, I don't think I should be giving advice to anyone, but if you want to hear some things from me, then, like, you can also read the book, okay? Because, like, and then she tells her mom, she's like, you know, in high school, if I didn't get caught up in clubs, I could have been like a star athlete. I could have gone to an Ivy League school. And she's like, well, that's what happens when you get caught up in drugs and alcohol. Mom, like, Leah, you literally just set her up to say that. You cannot say that to your mother and expect your mom to be like, but thank God you did get caught up in drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, well, she's doing her whole rebellious teenager thing, because it's like, first you invite your Christian parents to your own Shabbat dinner to like do your rebellion thing there, and then that doesn't work because they're enjoying it, so then you move on to like, God, like, I could have been anything if you hadn't gotten into drugs, mother. And she's like, I'm just saying, that just shows you what happens when you get involved in drugs and alcohol. And she's like, God, you don't have to go there, Mom. Yeah, but it shows you. how it robs people. And then the brother's just picking up the whole challah. He's like, bread.
He's trying to change the subject. And she's like, it's not like I had my whole life robbed from me. And Bunny goes, you did. That's the truth. You did. And so Danny is like, well, you know, maybe certain years, not your whole life. And then Leah goes, well, I got to experience the rave scene of the 90s, and I wouldn't trade that for anything. Harvard, bye. I'm like, well, you know, you could just also experience the rave scene and go to Harvard. They're not mutually exclusive. I mean, you can't just like, go to Harvard, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, I understand what Leah's doing because I do that sometimes where it's like, well, if I didn't ditch PE class all the time, I could be president. You could just say whatever you want. It's like, I didn't go to college, but if I had, oh, you bet I would have invented a spaceship that could land in a swimming pool. That's right.
I think about that. My version of it is, well, if I hadn't loved the Smurfs so much, I would have stayed with the soccer team and then I could have been a jock. But I didn't, because I actually quit the soccer team when I was a kid to stay home and watch the Smurfs on Saturday mornings. True story. I could have been a jock, guys.
There you go.
I could have been a jock.
I didn't graduate high school because I refused to go to PE class. Did you know that? That's true, yeah. Oh. I refused to go to PE. Every day at PE, I would leave because it was right before class. It was right before lunch. So I would leave PE and walk to my Sithy's house, my grandmother's house, and play cards with her and her two sisters, my aunties. And we would sit there and watch Days of Our Lives with Lisa Rinna and Eileen, and then Another World with Linda Dano. Okay.
Wow.
So that's why I have such a tie. And then at the end, they called me and my mom in, and they were like, you can't graduate without your PE credit, and we don't have that at summer school. And I was like, oh, really? Then fuck you. Get my friend GED on the phone. And I got my GED. Because all of that because I refused to go to PE class. Thank you.
Thank you.
Things fill you with pride all these years later. Wow.
Yes. And also, you did manage to go to the 90s rave scene. So you really got it all in, didn't you?
I did, actually, and I was at the Limelight in the Tunnel. So, you see, I did get to experience that as well.
Yeah, you're a regular Liam McSweeney yourself.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're still at Leah's house. This is what happens when you do this to us in an episode.
Nothing happens on the show. Then we just use it as a jumping-off point to talk about whatever's on our minds, which apparently has to do with Linda Dano and Saganaki today. So,
fried cheese, Linda Dano, and PE class.
Yeah. So anyway, Leah's just excited because she went to the Limelight in the Tunnel, which was cool for her. She got to probably listen to a lot of cool songs by, you know, like the woman who sings Mother, Mother, Tracy Bonham, you know. So...
anyway. Tracy Bonham Carter.
Tracy fucking so related. Then the I mom that.
So she still hasn't pissed off her mom enough. So she goes, Mom, I mean, you say I'm addicted to plastic surgery, and that's not nice. Like, she's just jumping to all this stuff to try and fight with her mom. And her mom's like, well, you know what? 3 plastic surgeries in 6 months is not great. All right. One, you had the nose job, then you had the boob job. And then it puts 3 up on the screen, but with an X over it, like, because she was accused of putting fat from someplace else into her butt.
Yeah.
But that wasn't true, apparently.
She goes, you know what? Do another one. I'm calling it an addiction. Now I'm just calling it a dependency. Okay. Don't have any more. Don't have any more. I'm done. And Danny's like, you look great as you are. So, Leah's just talking about, then she starts talking about how Bunny has all these criticisms for her and that maybe those have an effect on her. Maybe she can blame her plastic surgery addiction on her mom. So, ultimately Bunny goes, listen, this year, I'm going to be 100% behind you based on what you do, which is about as conditional and not 100% as possible.
Team Bunny. So then we go to Ramona's apartment, and Ramona's sitting there doing business. I'm a business lady, okay? You know what? Why do I have to know property taxes so much, okay? You know what? Tax levy. You know what? I was correct. Tax levy had a baby. Tax levy. They made a sitcom and now they're more famous. Okay?
Yeah, she's still doing her realtor's test. And she's like, you know what? It's a good thing. Math is my best subject. No, whoa.
Ebony gave me some great advice, Kai. She said, you know what, Ramona? You go at your own pace. Don't put a limit on where you're going to finish this real estate course. And that's why, and that's my thing. I don't put limits on. I go my own pace. And that's why I drive 120 miles per hour on the Long Island Expressway to get to the Hamptons, okay? And that's really helped me, okay? Because you know what? Now I'm progressing even faster because I'm sure of myself. Thank you, Ebony.
Then I said, do you have any more advice? She said, maybe go poop in the toilet. And I said, you know what? It was makeup. That's it.
So then she gets a call and she's like, oh my God, seriously? And it's Sonia. And so she's like, Sonia, Rita, how are you, honey? Guy, you look so pretty. I'd like to talk. You've got so much glitter. So Ramona knows that she's in deep shit after that last episode. Yes. And here she is being the apologizer, Ramona.
So Sonia's like, well, we did a test last night for COVID and we tested positive, both me and Emma. And like, you know, I felt crappy. I had body aches and I thought it was just allergies, but it turns out it was COVID. I'm like, yeah, man, I don't think that you get body aches from allergies. So then Ramona, queen of empathy, goes,
yeah, but she also just went over a barbed wire fence like Ravage. So that's true. You never know with Sonia.
She can get body aches from a lot of things.
You just fucked a ghost in Salem.
She's a constant body ache.
Ramona's like, whoa, you know what? Last night, my head ached and I felt really tired. And I thought, whoa, maybe I got COVID again or something. So I actually went to bed at 10 o'clock, which is actually an hour later than my new 9 o'clock bedtime because I don't go dancing anymore. And but you know what? My test came back today and I'm fine, okay? But I thought I almost had it. Which I love that someone actually has COVID. And it's like a little scary, as in very scary. And Ramona's like, whoa. I thought I had it, but I don't. It's like, great, Ramona. Great empathy.
Hi, thank you for calling 911.
Oh, my God. Someone's on fire out here.
You know what? I have a candle, and I thought that could start a fire, but it didn't. Good luck. Click.
Hello, thanks. 911? Guess what? I thought I was dead and murdered, but it turns out I'm actually just fine and alive and home alone. But someone could have been murdered, okay? Bye.
Or she's just a 911 answerer. She's the operator just
one-upping outdoing
everybody.
In.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 911. I just saw someone get run down in the street.
You know what? I was just thinking I could get hit by a bus because these crosswalks aren't clear enough. Okay, good luck. Bye. Click.
911. Oh, my God. There's been flooding at my house. It just got swept away. Whoa. That's crazy. Because you know what? The other day it was raining and I was like, oh my God, I forgot to bring the chairs inside. Whoa, I totally understand. Good luck. Why?
So Sonia's like, thanks. That makes me feel great. And she goes, I guess I feel less bad now, Ramona. She goes, that's the point, okay? And she's like, well, Ramona going to bed really early and not having COVID doesn't really help me somehow.
Doesn't really help me with the fact that I have COVID. But okay, Ramona, share as you will. And Ramona's like, you're going to be fine. Relax. Okay, bye. It's like the most, least reassuring.
So then it goes, 1 week later, dun, 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 dun. 2 weeks later, dun, 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 dun. 3 weeks later, blah, 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 blah. 4 weeks later. It's like, are we this desperate, really?
For
content. You're going to just start putting numbers on this?
We're just stretching out. This is how desperate they are to stretch out the episode, right? Like, I think it's clear that this episode and next episode should be just one big episode. And they're like, one, two. They're like, just counting, right?
So yeah.
We wind up in Ebony's apartment, and she is like, fully done up. I mean, this is not just like done up for to look good on camera. This is like, she is going to be like at a prom or something. Her eyelids, right, like, it's like blue. Her hair is like totally blown out, but she's in sweats. And I was like, what is going on? I was like, okay, Ebony, I know you like to glam up. I know there's reasons behind that, but this is like, you're in your sweats. This is crazy.
Yeah, well, this is to meet her dad, right?
I so didn't realize she found that at out. The time, right? But I was just like,
yeah, I was happening? Thinking too, because you know, one of my nieces is in cheerleading, and when she goes to cheer, they have to put all this makeup on, and they
that's
have
what
hair
it was.
Curled
it was
and all these ribbons and bows, right? It was very cheer competition. It's like, what's going on with Ebony?
Yeah, it was.
But then we found out it's. Yeah, I guess it was to meet her dad. So she found out that the genetic investigator was correct. And her dad was one of the men she found. She's hoping it's Pierce Brosnan. that she's not sure. He was willing to do a DNA test, and he was the father, and his name is Jude, and it's incredible to know his name. And so she's reaching out and making the most exciting phone call of her life.
Yeah.
Forward to voicemail.
It's like, no. She also really missed an opportunity to start off with, hey, Jude. So she leaves the most Ebony voicemail. My name is Ebony K. Williams, and I'm really looking forward to speaking to you. If you can give me a shout back whenever you get a moment, love to interview you for the Fox 11 News. Okay, great. Thank you so much. We'll get back to you.
Hopefully, after weather in this commercial, we can take a bad time and make it better. Okay. Thanks. Hey, give me a call.
Thank you so much.
And she's like, I'm very hopeful that he hears the pure intention in my phone call. Thank you for being in my scene. This is Ebony K. Williams wishing you and yours the very best.
I mean, the thing is that, like, Ebony leaves a voicemail like she's a robocall. It's like, I hope he hears the pure intention in me letting him know that the Social Security Administration is very angry at him and you've possibly done something illegal.
Hello, this is Ebony K. Williams. Just calling to let you know that your car's auto warranty is about to expire. I'd hate for you to be left out on the cold. Okay. Give us a ring back. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Take a bad warranty and make it better. So so now we go to Sonia with her interns. Now it's 4 weeks later. Well, still it's 4 weeks later. Sonia's with her intern. She's like, oh, I could have died. Can I tell you, Ramona, I had such an emotional moment with her. When I told her I had a 103-degree fever, Ramona calls and goes, I'm sending you an ambulance. I'm coming over right now. And she came, I didn't even answer the door, okay? And at first, when I thought I had COVID, I thought I was fine. Not true. Next day, I was so sick. But it was so nice to receive calls from all the girls. I mean, Ramona sent me gorgeous, gorgeous flowers. And, you know, Luann... You know, when I told her I had a 103-degree fever, she said, fever, and started singing and then just sort of walked away. So lovely. I know that was her way of showing that she cared.
And then Leah and Ebony came over with a bunch of pills, which is all Sonia needs because, you know, she's the lady with 9 million pills, you know.
Yeah.
And but hers are probably at least prescription. You know, you can't move from like a bag of Xanny shit like that to like zinc. And she goes, oh, my God, look at this. Zinc. It's what the doctor said I need.
Sure. So then Ramona's just getting, she's packing because they're going to go to the Hamptons. And she has an intern who is, you know, a little larger. And Sonia goes, oh, I'm too fat to wear for this. Okay, I'm too fat. I can't wear this. And then she sees her intern who's like, she goes, oh, wait, I know you told me I shouldn't fat shame myself. I'm not too fat. I've beautiful figure, and you're right, I shouldn't fat shame myself. Thank you. The girl hasn't said a thing. She's just looking at her like, really?
Yeah. Sonia's like, it's just not my size, okay? And the girl goes, it's not the season for a skirt, okay? That's what we're gonna say. And she's like, okay, whatever you need. So Luann's like, well, I understand why Ramona would want us to get together. And then we see a clip of Ramona inviting Luann and saying, none of us have boyfriends, okay? Yo, we're gonna do this thing. It's like Valentine's, but for guppies, okay? It's called Galentine's.
Whoa. We're gonna do something instead of Valentine's. We're gonna celebrate the French Revolution. We're gonna celebrate guillotines, okay?
Guillotine's Day, okay?
So Luann is trying to put a spin on this, and she's like, well, you know, it's winter in the Hamptons. Nothing's really happening here in Sag Harbor, so I couldn't think of anything more fun than huddling down with my girlfriends. Nothing more fun at all. Just gonna sit here with a pot of not lamb curry, lamb garth. Look, different curry. Ha!
So she calls Sonia. Sonia Rita, happy birthday. It's like, oh my God, I'm so exhausted from COVID. I just, you know what, Luann, I really don't think you realized how sick I was. And she's like, well, I mean, I checked in on you, but I didn't hear anything back, which I guess I can understand. But, I mean, I did charge a Venmo for the VIP experience, so you might as well have enjoyed it.
Cherish the day that you don't have COVID. I'll always be someone who checked on you. Thank you.
So Sonia is like,
I was really dying. You know, my assistant was doing the. Leah, now's not the time to practice your prayers. I'm on the call with Sonia. No, it's me, Luann. You know the thing that Harry Dubin does when we have sex?
Oh, the inhaler.
Yeah, the inhaler.
Now, I didn't realize that Marley could also do fur balls. I thought that was a cat thing. So Luann goes, well, I can't wait to spend time with you. I miss you. You know, you've been a little quarantine lady, a little cutie, little quarantine lady, edge of death, little edge of deathy COVID lady. She's like, yeah. So,
just okay. Well, I'll talk to you later. You know what? Maybe me and Ramona will share a room. We can share the antibodies because we both had it. She's like, all right, well, save me some of that cute little Sonia Rita for the weekend. Love you. And so they hang up, and Sonia's telling her interns, oh my God, you know, I speak so much shit about Luann, but I love her so much. You know, I just can't stop being shit. I mean, I do talk about Ramona too, but I mean, Ramona's different. But Luann, I mean, I really say bad things about Luann. I mean, you know, she's a whore with her face and her mouth and her butt. You know, what, do you remember that time I said, I've never seen somebody be a whore in the elbow before I met Luann? Do you remember that? It's just horrible things.
Remember that time I said, I kind of wish you got ran over by a bus? Like when people talk about throwing people under the bus, I just want to shove her in front of one. You know, when I said that, so funny and so sincere too. It's great to say things that are really on your mind.
So I can hear you.
Turns out that, of course, Sonia would hang up her iPhone as if it were a landline, right? So she just puts it down, face down, like, okay, hanging up now. And so Luann hears the whole thing. She's like, here she is talking about me, a cabaret star. I can hear you. Turns out I'm not the only one who knows how to project. Am I right?
But she's taking it okay right now. She's like, oh, that girl's so crazy. So she thinks it's funny right now until she has time to stew about it. Dun, dun, dun.
More of a curry. But yes, I do enjoy stew as well. But yeah, so then Luann is like, Sonia says she doesn't drink at home. I don't know about that. I don't know if, like, you know, not hanging up your phone necessarily indicates that you're wasted. Just means you're,
I know,
distracted.
But it's so funny. Yeah, it's like now you're going to choose to call her an alcoholic, okay? Yes. Like after all of the shit that's happened this season and all of the fits that Sonia has had, the calling you a bitch behind your back is really, you're like, lock her up.
Yes.
Lock her up, boys. I've had it.
So now it's time to head off to the Hamptons. So a party van shows up at Sonia's house and she's sort of climbing over snow.
With all the taxes I've had, God, they can't shovel, they can't plow. They can't send a hot guy to get the BlackBerry out of my toilet. I mean, here in New Jersey, they plow every 2 seconds.
And Leah's like, oh my God, we're only going 2 nights. There's so much luggage. Hey, Emma, intern Emma, I mean, are you in charge of getting her ready? So I should be mad at you and not Sonia? Look at me. I'm fun having Ebony. Look at this. Look at my smile. It was making me uncomfortable.
Yeah. This is the part of the episode where they really start to lean in on any scrap of content to stretch out the episode, because now it's, we then watch, you know, like, you know what, I don't think I want to sleep downstairs. I want to sleep upstairs because I slept downstairs and I have like a painful time when I slept downstairs. Well, I'm gonna sleep downstairs. Well, what about the bottom? Well, I can sleep in the bottom. Okay, you're gonna sleep on the bottom because I'm gonna sleep upstairs because I, you know, remember last time when I was upstairs, I was like, why is this going on for 10 minutes? I'm discussing where they're gonna sleep.
And so he goes, but what about Bashan? And Ebony's like, she can go to the lower level. How about that? They're sending her down to the lower level.
Lower level is amazing. So, and Ebony says, you know, I feel fine that Ramona has decided to invite Miss Bashan. I mean, clearly it took a beat for Miss Bashan to kind of find her way with a woman, which is not easy. So I think maybe some more time with the ladies will be a good thing. And that's something we're going to find out tonight at 11 on the news. Thank you.
So, Ebony's like, you know, who's going to take the top room? Lee's like, I want that. And so they're like, you're going to go against Lou? Because, you know, Lou thinks that she gets that room now, right? She's the big diva. Yeah. And so we think this is going to be the big fight.
That's what
it's going to be a room fight.
Yeah, because actually when we're watching it, we think this is just setting up a huge fight. But now in retrospect, we realize, oh, this is just stretching content. Because there is truly no room fight as far as we have seen so far.
Right.
So
then we go to Ramona's, who's getting ready. Ramona's like, oh my
God, I'm a nervous Nelly, okay? You know what? It's just the girls. I'm like, you know what? Relax, Ramona. Enjoy killer time, okay?
So Luann shows up first, and so her car pulls up, and we hear her say, oh, I'll get this one. And she, like, has this tiny little bag, and then the guy, the driver, has all these heavy bags. I just love her acting as if she's helping him out. Like, oh, don't you worry. I am a woman of the people, and I shall carry my tiny little paper bag. Okay, you've got those five pieces of luggage?
She's, of course, carrying the Giovanni bag just because she knows that Dorinda is sitting at Bluestone Manor going, you fucking bitch. Enjoy the Giovanni bag, bitch. Enjoy the Giovanni bag.
Yes, and she's also wearing a sweater that is like, you know, it's truly a Super Mario Brothers landscape.
It is.
Like, that's like as soon as I saw it, I was like, where is Mario? I couldn't believe, I actually loved it. I loved the sweater.
Yeah, it was a Mario background. And she's like, look at me. Look at me. I'm dressed for playing in the snow. Everybody's coming to this with their most positive attitudes. It's bizarre. So Ramona's like, you know what? Should you be wearing your shoes in here? Because the carpet is beige. Okay. She's like, these are clean shoes. What are you talking about? They're clean shoes. And you were just wearing them outside. She goes, on the snow, Ramona. I was wearing them on the snow.
You know that, Luann intentionally stepped in some dog shit just so she could tramp around on that beige carpet. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Ramona. So glad we're friends again. So then there's like, they go downstairs and she's like, these sofas look a little different. Whoa, they're actually the same. Well, why do they look different? Well, I guess it's the red. And you put them closer together. Wow, what a great penultimate episode this is. Am I right, everyone?
I know. I was waiting for the rest of the episode for her to be like, so, Leah, do you think these couches have been pulled closer together? Yes or no?
It's what I like to call an optical illusion. So, someone's like, look at this silver. It's like so gorgeous. Whoa. Well, I've never had a Galentine's Day before because I've never been so lonely and desperate that I had to be actually alone on Valentine's Day. But I guess there's a first for everything. Am I right?
You know, let's talk about Sonia. I mean, Sonia's fine, right? Well, she's so fine that she was totally wasted on the phone. And she thought she hung up. And she said she talked bad about me. And do you know, to think, I rented out her townhouse for 2 months. I mean, my friends from Abu Dhabi are coming. And I mean, I practically rented it out to them. I mean, maybe they won't rent it, but I'm still the closest that she's gotten to renting that place out. How could she? How could she? Like your friends from Abu Dhabi.
Your friends from Abu Dhabi are descending on the town. God, I feel bad for those friends.
They're like, you're almost renting friends from Abu Dhabi.
Your former friends. Like, well, it's a beautiful place. I mean, there's brown ice and a tube TV in the attic. I think you'll absolutely love it.
And I give her a call and all I hear her talk about is me. And when I call her when she's sick, and what does she do? Does she get back to me? No, it's a double-handed relationship. It takes two hands to be this offended. I'm double-handing this relationship. And Rona goes, you know what? It's displaced emotion. Yes, double-handed. Displaced.
Well, you can't displace things with one hand, I'll tell you that much. That bitch. So, Ramona goes, well, you know what? You and I have moved on from our divorce, okay? Even though our ex-husbands are infatuated with us, okay? We're like, no, can't come back to us. I'm sorry that I'm ageless and now you want to get back with me. But you know what? I've moved on. And you know what? Our lives are better than ever and we've saved money and we've accumulated wealth. And you know what? We now have a standing table at Mar-a-Lago, okay? And you know what? She lost money, okay? And she's lost. We're not. And you know what? So when she gets drunk, she resents you and I because you have free lamb curry.
Not anymore.
Oh, that's right. Because he left you because you're terrible, right? Well, anyway, I can order lamb curry because I've accumulated wealth and you can look at me ordering because you're near me who's accumulated wealth, but she doesn't, okay? And I'm very, very sad for her. I'm sorry.
Well, she better not take it out on me, Ramona. So then we go back to the bus, and Leah's so excited she gets to do this again because last time she kind of ruined the trip. So she's like, I'm just really glad that I can be here and, like, enjoy these women. Which, still feels weird. And then we get a clip of her being like,
"You're a hoe, you're a hoe, you're a hoe,"
and yelling at Heather. Yeah. Why do you have to be in everybody's business like a Karen?
God, I do sort of miss Heather. I was sort of hoping we'd have a whole season of Heather. I know that she quit after that Hamptons trip, and we knew that. But man, that would have been fun. Just more of that like passive aggressive smile, just annoying everyone. So then they're in the kitchen and there's a chef and he's put dressing into champagne flutes. Oh, well, I've never seen salad dressing in a champagne flute. Wow, it's almost as if I'm setting up a hilarious moment where someone drinks this by accident. No, oh, we're not doing that? Okay, fine.
Okay, fine. wait, hold on. Is there truffle oil in this? Yes. Oh, truffle oil. In a champagne flute. Oh, called it. Called it.
Wow. So giving the people what they want. Am I right?
So Leah shows up and Ramona runs up to her and hugs her. And she's like, okay, you know what? You need to go upstairs right now and I'll keep the girls busy. She goes, I already told them I was taking the room. It's like, okay, well, come on. Are we trying to have an episode here or not?
I know. It's actually kind of an amazing episode in seeing how none of the things happen. Like all the things they set up, nothing fires off. So Luann's like, oh, look at our baby. Because Ramona's like, is in a good place with Leah. So Luann goes, oh, look at our baby. Look at how cute our little baby is. Soon she'll be growing up. She'll be in high school and graduating and going to the limelight of the tunnel like every mother would want. Oh, I'm so proud of her.
Oh my God. Soon she's going to have boobs at work and new lips. She already got those, Luann. Oh, well, second round, round two. Oh, baby girl. So Sonia is stealing stuff off the bus. She's like, I'm taking the kombucha. And everybody goes, I'm taking every damn thing I see off this bus. And Sonia says, well, charity starts at home. That's what my mother used to say. I just love the idea of Sonia being raised by someone who's just going everywhere and stealing everything off of the tables.
I'm like, I actually don't know if I really understand what that saying, charity starts at home, is that, but I don't, did that apply to that situation? What does the charity starts at home really mean?
I think Sonia took it more of a selfish way. It's like we take everything. Yeah.
Like the charity starts at home. I'm the home charity.
We start getting charity at home or something. Charity means like you learn to be a charitable person at home.
Oh.
Right? So if you're you're not just kind to like poor people, you're also kind and wonderful to your family.
I think that ship has sailed for this cast.
Charity starts at
many
home.
Decades ago. One time, I was back when I used to make mud pies in the woods. My dad said charity starts at home, and I said, "You know what starts at home? Mud pies." Okay. And then Geraldine Parsons Smith came up to me and said, "I'll tell you what starts at home. Everything but you. You're kicked out. To this day, I've never been back to my house." Okay. Sorry.
Charity did start at home. It's the first time I played the role. Da, 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 da. The minute you walked in the joint.
Okay. No way. Snuff.
Whoa. Hey, big spender. That's why I like to call it Hey, Ramona, because I've accumulated wealth. Okay.
So Evan, he's like, we've had a full circle of growth here among these groups of friends, me and Ramona in particular. So it's nice to return to the scene of the crime, as it were. We're going to go inside and find out if this Galentine's is all it's cracked up to be. be right back.
We'll be right back after the break. So Evan is saying that the girls are her best friends now. Lies. And then Luann, she's like, well, I had this idea to have an identity swap dinner, so we're all going to come dressed as each other. Yes. And I think we all were like, uh-oh, please let whoever dresses as Ebony, please let's not end the season on a really bad note. You guys are so far doing a pretty good job of having a non-problematic episode, okay? So then...
Well, in particular, Luann, you know, of all people, my goodness.
Yeah. She's kind of going to... This is going to be her do-over moment, I suspect. So, for a few years ago. So now, Leah got Ramona as her... like identity swap, the person she can dress up on as. So she brought a COVID bag that's gonna have COVID blood plasma in it or whatever. So she's getting that ready, and everyone is just, there's like big bags coming in from the car. It's like, oh my God, you know, it's only 2 days, right? Like that whole the standard you know, luggage observation moment on a Real Housewives vacation.
Right. And so Ramona sees Sonia's coming in and she's like, oh my God, you know what? Can this lovely man take your bags upstairs? She goes, no, Ramona, no, he can't. He's older than me. Thank you, Oscar. Goodbye. Run, Oscar. Just go, Oscar. And Sonia's like, oh my God, Ramona does a 20-minute plank and she can't get my bags up the stairs. And so then it's the lugging stuff up to clown music.
And like Luann is not happy about it. She's like, I mean, first Sonia talks smack about me, and now we're carrying her back up the stairs. I mean, am I a glutton for punishment or a what? I'm just such a good friend.
Yeah. So then Leah's showing her stuff to Ebony, the wig for Ramona. She's like, it doesn't even look like her. It's ridiculous. Totally wacky. And then Sonia goes up to Ramona in her room, and she's like, listen, I just have to say right away, I'm going to be emotional right now. I'm glad you're here, Sonia. I'm very glad you're here. We don't have to cry, but I feel so guilty because I was just holding shit in. You know, a lot of stuff, you know. Man, I vented on you. I vented on you, Ramona. I mean, I don't know how we got there, but just please don't say Chase Bank ever again to me. Please.
Yeah. And we get the flashback of that monologue.
For another dress, another car, another night.
So then, COVID basically made Sonia more introspective, and, you know, she admits that she feels like she was being very rude to Ramona on Shabbat. Although, to be fair, Ramona was being an epic monster, so she deserved every ounce of rudeness. So Ramona goes, you know what? I knew you were going through a hard time, which is why I didn't harbor any anger, okay? I get it. Unlike Luann, who hates you, she's a bad friend to you, but you know what I always say? Charity always begins on the top floor of a penthouse, okay?
Oh, I put your penthouse in my bag. Sorry, Ramona. Charity begins at home. So they have like a big apology time. And then, let's see. Ramona's like, you know what? I mean, I was just worried about Sonia because she had a very serious disease and she's all alone. I mean, who's going to take care of Sonia? Nobody. You know what? Look what Sonia has. Nothing. You know what Sonia has? Toes on her feet. She probably owes money on those. Okay. You know what? Who loves Sonia? Nobody. You know what? One time I saw Sonia give a dollar to a hobo on the street and he gave it back to her and said, you need this more than me. Okay, Funk? I mean, it was sad. It was sad, okay?
You know what? Sonia hasn't accumulated wealth. She accumulated COVID, okay? So you know what? I was like, I'm going to send her an ambulance. And by ambulance, I basically sent her the New York Times, okay? I said, go. This is an She didn't know the difference, okay? It's not my fault. So now, Sonia basically is like, I'm going to go apologize to Lou next. So now they go, they sit down and have lunch. Irma's like, okay, girls, you know what? I thought, let's chill out inside. So I thought, okay, I'm going to get you guys some cute outfits and they're comfy and they're nice, okay? So she has all these like these flimsy black pajamas. They look crazy. They're like senior citizen jumpsuit kind of pajama things with like a little pizzazz. And all the women are just like looking at them in horror, thinking, wait, we all have to wear these for our season finale? No, no, no.
Yes, and little glue-on facial jewels and stuff like that. And Ebony's like, well, I'm checking out new Galentine's outfits, and the word is in. They're cheap. They're ugly, and they're cheap. Very cheap. But in the spirit of sisterhood, I will put cheap clothes on and plastic crystals on my face right after sports.
For the Fashion Report, this is Ebony K. Williams. Back to you, Chuck. So then, then Ramona also got them boas, and Luann's like, well, I want to wear a boa, not be constricted by it. Get it? Because it's planned, the word boa constrictor. It's a type of snake, really. Like Ramona, right? Ben, put that in the cabaret. Boa constrictor. Yes, boa constrictor material.
Oh, it works, Lou. Works boa. Great, Lou.
Boa.
Got it. Constricted. Boa. Got it. Got it.
Constrictor.
So then Luann and Sonia are in the kitchen and talk, and Luann's like, well, I'm eating chocolate because there's no dessert, so I might as well have some chocolate now. She goes,
I don't normally worry about food with Ramona's, but I mean, no dessert.
And she talks about how everyone freaks out about COVID, and she's like, yeah, you know, it's really difficult having COVID. I mean, it's like leprosy, basically. It's basically leprosy. No one wants to hang out with you anymore.
Yeah, not even Jesus. And he's a Jew. Did you know that? Listen, you know, like in New York, you think like they'd send you like a chicken in a pot, right?
Sonia starts moving from chicken soup to then chicken in a pot. And it's like, you know, you think, you know, it's New York. You think they'd send you just five chickens over and a knife. You just killed, slaughtered them right there. No one even sent me a chicken. I can't even believe it. I didn't even hear from Frank Perdue.
Because she's talking about that guy she was dating. And she's like, oh my God, he didn't even send me a chicken soup. I mean, he's Jewish. He should know better. Not even chicken flowers. I mean, he didn't even send me chicken flowers or chicken nuggets. Nothing with chicken on him. Chicken butter and jelly. I mean, that would have been nice.
Not even a VHS of Chicken Run. I mean, do you know how many times I had sex with my ex of that movie? He didn't even send me that.
So she goes, it fizzled out. I mean, I gave it my best. I was a listener. I even did FaceTimes with him while he watched TV.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
Yeah.
<It's> like, don't do that.
It's dating
again.
When you're older, huh?
So then she's like, well, gosh. You know, Frenchie would always come with flowers for me and the interns. And the man goes, well, yes, but he's French. And I'm going to give you a look as if to show you that I've been to Europe. I know what French people are about.
American guys are just not romantic. She goes, we need to go to Europe. And so they start dancing around all excited.
This was, by the way, what was unique about this episode, this happened, I think, twice, is that they started doing the where are we going to go on our cast vacation conversation, but they're not going to get their cast vacation. I was like twice, like, I want to go to Europe. Where should we go? Where should we? It's almost like the producer said, this is your final like shooting day. And they're like, but we didn't get to go on our vacation. They're like, you know what? Let's just force it. If we talk about it, they're going to have to send us on vacation, okay, guys?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering about that. Like, if it was just not planned on ending right now, and they thought they still had, like, another big finale to go to or something, but... So they're going over the menu for the night. Now they're all dressed and have like little, you know, putting on sparkles on their face and stuff. And talking about Galentine's Day. And Ramona's dancing around, humping a shaker, a martini shaker. Leah's like loving it. Yeah. And then we go to Luann and Sonia in a closet. Luann's like, well, isn't this fun?
This is fun. We should go to Europe. We should go to Europe.
Now you realize that I was on the phone when you started trashing me the other day to your interns. And she's like,
oh, well, yeah. Well, I do it to you. And I do it to Ramona, too. I already apologized to Ramona. I was going to apologize to you. But, you know, here's the thing. I was coming off my antidepressants.
Well,
it was all right.
Well, Sonia, you're near and dear to me. Well, more like far and dear to me. And look, I love you sometimes. Or at least they say I do, and you know that, and to talk that way about me, I mean, it just makes me ill. And yes, I know I'm saying that to someone who had COVID, but it makes me absolutely ill. And a person can only take so much, and then it just turns. Oh, I'm the real victim here.
Yeah.
It's like, I just feel so bad about talking shit about her all the time. However, if we don't talk shit about our best friends, who the fuck do we talk about?
Housewives. Yes. You need to start watching Bravo. Yes, that's what I do.
That's exactly, yeah. We don't talk about shit about our friends at all. So then downstairs, the women are down there and they're looking at the table. And there's the table's all set up and Sonia's looking at it. And goes, well, I think we should just clear it all off and fuck on it. But who's going to fuck on it? Nobody. It's just us.
So everybody's like in a super happy mood and Luann's like, well, she's laying it on thick because Sonia's trying to be so overly nice, right? And then Ebony talks about how she's optimistic about dating again, and then they get a salad in another piece of glassware, this time a martini. Ramona, I'm not sure who you're hiring out here, but have you heard of plates? Have you heard of a plate, Ramona?
I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. Next year, you're going to serve me a martini on a saucer. So then, oh, look, the beats are hearts. So then they start talking about traveling. Whoa, where should we go on our annual cast vacation that we're definitely going on? How about Italy? How about Paris? How about Romania? How about Germany? How about Greenland? How about Switzerland? How about Sweden? Ramona, stop it. We're not going anywhere.
I'd fuck someone in all of those places.
And Ebony's like, no, how about we go to New Orleans? Because to know me is to know New Orleans. It's like,
Everyone's like, thanks Sweden. For ruining New Orleans.
Let's
for
go
us.
Back. So she tells everyone that she's confirmed Jude as her father.
Jude Law, I had sex with him in a replica of the Mayflower when I was visiting the president of Coinstar in Boston. He's hot. Bald, but hot. A little thinner than I normally date, but...
No, a different Jude.
Different Dench, Jude.
I fucked her in a Wawa.
I'm getting Jude right now. I'm almost there.
No!
Okay, so Ebony's like, well, you know, I found my family and they're all great. Like, you know, he has sisters and I have this family now. I have nieces and nephews and stuff. And now I get to do the work to get to know each and every one of them.
We could also...
How about those calls?
We could also go to Denmark. We could go to Finland. Go to China. So Sonia's, then we see a flashback. We see a flashback of Sonia reading a text from Ebony's sister. She goes, okay, I'm going to read the text. This is your sister, capital S. I want to welcome you, capital W, to the family, capital F, period. Well, I guess that's lowercase period. There's no real case to that. Space bar. Want me to continue?
No. So Leah's like, you know what, I've decided that this year I'm gonna try something new, because like three of you have married a rich fucking guy, so what am I doing dating poor people? I need a sugar daddy. And so he goes, oh yeah, you should definitely try wealthy.
Yeah. That's how you
Leah says wealth. Yeah, you know, that's how you go to Sweden or Denmark or Italy or France. Okay. And Leah's like, well, obviously, my strategy doesn't work. I mean, I had to buy my own tits.
So Luann goes, hey, everyone, I've got a game for you. Who are you ready to play Pin the Tail on Harry? Everyone's like, okay.
And this is Luann's.
Go to Yugoslavia?
Finland? Tinland?
Soviet
Union? Finland? You're just rhyming things with Finland now, Ramona. So this is Luann's revenge on Sonia, right? To get under Sonia's skin, because Sonia was talking shit about her, so she's going to bring Harry Dubin into it. So Sonia does get a little perturbed, and it's like, pin the lips on Harry. So Sonia's like, he's not my friend. He's not your ex. He's my friend and ex-boyfriend. And why would you even hang out with him, Ramona, when you know he talks about me? And she's like, I don't even hang out with him. I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, seriously?
You know what? He tells me he loves and adores you and misses you so much. And I bet he would be a wonderful addition if we went to Portugal, or if we went to Austria, or if we went to
Saudi Arabia. I'm not going to Saudi Arabia. No, Saudi Arabia, okay?
We can go to...
It's very nice. They have camels and they say hello a lot.
Saudi Arabia.
We can go to Abu Dhabi, which is basically Sonia's townhouse, if you know what I'm saying.
So then Sonia goes to the kitchen and she goes,
hello, can I ask you to ask what's your buns to get me some wine? Oh, what's your name?
And he's like, Romeo. She goes, oh, that's too good, I'm Juliet. So she also is Sonia the only person that's like really good to service people, because Sonia knows everybody's name. Have you noticed? I didn't notice until this episode,
but she's trying to fuck them all, so I mean, but yeah, she is really nice to them. I like how she's so happy about being Juliet. I just hope that she knows how that play ends, you know? So.
Right. Don't drink anything.
Do not listen to the fire. So then, so Ramona's just like, you know, she's like, you know what? I think this is very disrespectful to Harry. He's my friend, okay? Oh yeah, so she's looking for wine. So now Luann is like, now it's time to play the game. So she gets Ramona and she blindfolds her with a boa and she spins Ramona around for this like pin the tail on the donkey-esque game. And Ramona's like, whoa, I get vertigo. Be careful. I'm getting vertigo, Kai. But she doesn't fall. Somehow Ramona does not fall over from her vertigo. It was a huge triumph for her.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah. So then basically they're playing this game and Sonia has her turn and everybody's cracking up and she has to go again because they accuse her of cheating. And then Ramona's like, you know what? I just need you to know that Harry misses you and adores you. And then here's my note. I just got to be honest. Here's my note. He misses you and adores you. He does. Lou gets hers on Sonia's. This is beyond boring. I fucking can't do this anymore. Please don't make me do this. Those are my notes.
This did not work out the way we wanted it to. And basically, like, Luann's trying to sell it so hard. Like, ha ha! Oh! Oh! Girls having fun. Oh my god! What a great time. I love being the life of the party. I love being the relatable one of the group. Am I right, everyone? Ha 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 ha! Fun times!
And then we get wrong. Ramona's phone rings.
Yeah.
And she picks it up and it's Harry Dubin. Dun, dun, dun. Harry's
calling. It's like to be continued. It's like, well, obviously Harry's calling because Ramona clearly texted him to be like, you know what? Guess what? All these girls love you. They're trying to kiss you right now. Okay. So we'll see how that pans out. And so next week it's the season finale where there's, God, I feel bad. There's like not even an ounce of drama in the, like, coming up, and they just laugh during the entire trailer. I don't know if Bravo is trying to course correct after Black Shabbat, or I don't know what's going on, but I was like, what? That's all we're going to get for next week, please.
Yeah. But even in an episode where I'm complaining the whole time just to make it end already, we still got Sonia hurting her cooch on barbed wire and not even feeling it. And we learned that Harry Dubin fucks and uses an inhaler at the same time. I mean, come on. You still get some golden nuggets.
I mean, I still enjoyed myself, but yeah, it was just the season sputtering to a close. But I will say this. I'm going to say this. There are other shows on Bravo that reach this point and then go on for like 6 more episodes. This one at least is just kind of like, all right, we are wrapping this up.
Yeah.
You know, like it's you know, because I'm not going to say I was bored the last few weeks at all, because regardless of those episodes,
there was no boredom.
There was no boredom for me. It's sort of a sad, ending for this season, kind of like a deflation. But
that's still a fun season.
Roni's still like a top tier.
We're
going to
take what we can get. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because the
more people hate, the more dangerous. Listen. What have we learned from Leah? Sometimes your kids go and do things that you weren't planning for them to do, but you still love them, right? Does Bunny love Leah? This may be a bad analogy.
I don't know. Actually, I had to stop and start thinking about that. I was like, wow, why am I sad now?
I know. Sorry. Sorry. I don't want Bravo to freak out and then like totally ruin the show.
Oh, they won't. It'll be back. It'll be fine. Everything's going to be fine. Everybody calm down.
Whoa, please. Everything be fine. Thank you guys so much for listening. Kay. Happy birthday, Ronnie. I'm glad we gave you this.
Thank you, Ben.
This episode for you. Kai. And Bueller's just left.
Thank
Bueller
you.
Said no. No more.
Because he heard me say bye, so he thinks that means it's time to go run around in the backyard and get fed. Guess what? It doesn't. We've still got more to record.
We've got more. We got a bonus episode to record and other things. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Hi, people on Crap is on Demand. And we'll talk to you bye. On the next episode.
Bye. Here's the tag I tore off during the episode, okay? Whoa. Bye, everybody.
Whoa, nice tag.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area betches, betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie. Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.